centro, ¡clara, gol!
So that's what it was sounding like over at your house this weekend, huh, Todd?
Oh, John, that's World Cup magic. We were going crazy, except for the last 30 seconds of that Portugal match.
Yeah, that was nasty. But 25 million people viewed the game between the U.S. and Portugal, which I think gives a lot of lawmakers an idea, maybe an opportunity here. What are they thinking about?
Oh, John, one thing I'll tell you before I tell you that is not only did 25 million people watch, but Washington, D.C. and the metro area, the highest ratings for the World Cup in the entire nation, more people watching here than anywhere else. And when you factor in the politics on Capitol Hill, you might figure out why a couple of other people are watching the World Cup or may not want to. Let's go back to 2010.
The winner to organize the 2022 FIFA World Cup is Qatar.
And that was back in 2010. You hear all the cheers. Now, ever since then, though, John, and you can imagine this, there have been a lot of people booing. And here's the reason why. There have been new allegations and a story raised primarily in the Times in London in the last couple of weeks detailing alleged widespread corruption amongst officials with members of FIFA to get that selection in Qatar, again, back in 2010.
Well, they basically bought the games is the charge from the Times.
For $5 million, a fellow named Mohammed bin Hammam, who was an official, a Qatari soccer official on one of the world panels, basically greasing a lot of different FIFA officials and mixing some of it with oil deals between Qatar and other countries like Thailand to try to sweeten the pot to get their votes for Qatar for 2022. That's the allegation. Well, John, it has a lot of people wondering whether there shouldn't be a reevaluation of Qatar getting the 2022 games. Now, here's somebody, a senator, Bob Casey, Democrat of Pennsylvania, who's now fired off a letter to FIFA saying, hey, you guys should officiate this entire thing. Let's have a redo. Not only that, the United States was second in the voting back in 2010, so this good senator would like to have the matches in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh instead of way over in Qatar. Listen to Bob Casey. Now, he's got two major problems with this. One, the corruption we talked about. Two, poor labor standards and poor labor treatment in Qatar. Listen.
They should do one of two things. Either make the determination that the United States as a second place finisher should host the World Cup, or to have another vote and start over. But the idea that a country that has those two basic problems that would host the World Cup just doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, that the U.S. could be second in this World Cup tournament. But the working conditions are a serious problem, and they've been highlighted in other press reports as Qatar constructs the infrastructure for the 2022 games.
Yeah, they have about 95% of Qatar's workforce is foreign. There just aren't a lot of laborers in that oil-rich emirate over there. So they import most of their workers, and the labor laws in that country are such that we've seen a lot of reporting of basically conditions that are akin to indentured servitude in a lot of places. Now, Bob Casey not only is from union-friendly Pennsylvania, but he's also chairman of the Labor Subcommittee on Foreign Relations. So these international labor issues are right over the plate for him. But look, John, I asked Bob Casey, hey, our relationship with Qatar is important. We have a giant airbase there. They're supposed to be looking after the five Taliban officials who were just released in the Bo Bergdahl swap. Is this really time to be poking Qatar with a stick? Listen.
I think we can do a good job. I think our government will do a good job of enforcing that agreement, which is a very tough agreement that was negotiated based upon our national security concerns. But I think we can still raise very serious and troubling concerns about labor law violations, the treatment of workers.
So Casey believes the U.S. has leverage on the working conditions and on the possible revote at FIFA, which is an organization not known for its political transparency.
Well, look, Bob Casey is famous around Washington for firing off letters like this, but he says the ambassador from Qatar wants to have a meeting, which is good. I called the embassy of Qatar, and I didn't hear back from them, so maybe we'll hear from Bob Casey when he hears from the Qataris, John.
Well, you should fire a letter off to FIFA, see if they call you back. Todd Zwillig, thanks so much.
You bet.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.